Neil Augenstein.
Signs that uncomfortable heat might be endangering your health. I'm Christy Kane.
And remember the movie Get Out, a horror movie filled with commentary about racism and social justice? There's a new scary film out this weekend called Men. More at 10:10. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A tumultuous day trading day on Wall Street with a final hour rally keeping us out of a bear market. John Cunnison with Baker Boyer National Bank says the decline was broad-based.
The growthiest areas of the market came down the most, and most of that had to do with just the fact that they were more expensive going in.
Prices may be at all-time highs, but demand for gasoline has not let up, and that's keeping the per-gallon cost way above a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com thinks Americans are still anxious to travel, offering an extreme example of supply and demand.
You could have oil be a dollar a barrel, and if there's only one refinery in the nation, you could theoretically have gasoline at $10 a gallon. And so right now we're kind of in the equation where there's not enough refining capacity to meet demand, and so prices have gone up.
It's day two of President Biden's five-day trip through Asia. In South Korea, Mr. Biden has toured a Samsung computer chip-making plant. More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Here in Seoul, he stressed the need to establish new supply chains that don't rely on competitors like Russia and China.
A critical component of how we'll do that, in my view, is by working with close partners who do share our values, like the Republic of Korea.
As he spoke, China was flexing its muscle with new military exercises in the disputed South China Sea. The White House was also bracing for a possible North Korean nuclear test.
A federal judge in Louisiana, U.S. District Judge Robert Summer Hayes, has ruled that pandemic-related restrictions on migrants seeking asylum on the southern border must continue. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The Justice Department quickly announced it would appeal Summer Hayes' order. The White House, meanwhile, said a federal judge should not be able to dictate national public health policy, but noted that the administration would comply with this order.
Russia claims to have captured Mariupol in what would be its biggest victory yet in its war with Ukraine. Russia's state news agency has quoted the ministry as saying that more than 2,400 Ukrainian fighters who had been holed up at the steel plant have surrendered since Monday. The BBC's Eileen McHugh.
Fighters from the Azov regiment were holed up inside the plant for weeks while the city suffered constant bombardment. Their commander said all wounded troops had been taken away by Russian buses and ambulances.
Summer has not even started yet, but record-breaking heat is headed to the northeast this weekend. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen explains.
The heat is surging northward across the eastern states right now, and that's because cold air for this time of year is pushing southward over the western states and on into the center of the United States, right down through the plains.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
10:03 here on WTOP, Friday evening, May 20th, 2022. Right now, 82 in Manassas, down to the 70s later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Reaction still coming in this week after that sharply worded report about the poor state of public schools in Virginia. It says student performance is down pretty much by all measures, and that's not all it says.
There's been a growing achievement gap. That's according to a report released by the Virginia Department of Education. It pointed out a drop in reading test results from 2017 to 2019 among students in third through eighth grade.
So again, just cherry picking this information.
Atif Carney served as the state secretary of education under former governor Ralph Northam. He disagrees with some of the findings and says while there is opportunity to improve, there's been progress.
If we get more reading specialists, the quality of education would improve. There's no mention of that in this report.
Now, school leaders say the report is just the starting point when it comes to testing and revising accreditation standards, as well as putting more focus on equity at the state and local level. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
A special grand jury will investigate the way Loudoun County handled two high-profile sexual assaults at its high schools. The state's attorney general was directed to do this by Governor Glenn Youngkin, who made it a campaign issue last year. But now Loudoun County schools are pushing back in court. This is a story that was first reported by WTOP.
The Loudoun County School Board is suing the state and Attorney General Jason Meares. The suit seeks a temporary injunction against any further actions by the special grand jury that's been convened. It says Governor Youngkin's executive order went beyond his authority, and the use of the special grand jury is unlawful. It says Youngkin's executive order was a fishing expedition, and the special grand jury is intended for criminal matters, not policy issues. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed have involved LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A spokeswoman for Miarez tells WTOP the investigation will continue. A spokeswoman for the governor says it's troubling the board doesn't want to cooperate. She asks, what are they hiding? And Neil gets into the nitty-gritty details of this controversial story on tonight's episode of the DMV Download. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news on WTOP.
We are just learning that Rudy Giuliani, one-time New York mayor, and of course more recently the one-time personal attorney to Donald Trump, met with the January 6th House Committee for more than 9 hours today. This is being reported by CNN. A couple of sources are saying Giuliani was speaking with lawmakers about various things. They haven't disclosed the exact specifics, but that he sat down for 9 hours today with the January 6th committee. Scott McFarlane, our colleague at CBS News, who joined us each Friday night to discuss the January 6th committee's progress, has been talking about how they only have about 3 weeks left until the public hearings begin, and they're trying to speak with as many high-profile witnesses as possible. Tonight, we've learned that Rudy Giuliani was among them. Stay with us here. We'll update you as more information comes in. A car hit four pedestrians in Annandale today. The impact sent everyone to the hospital, including the driver and a passenger. After the car left the road, hit the pedestrians, went through both a sign and a fence before finally stopping in a parking lot. One woman has life-threatening injuries. This happened just before noon today on Maple Place near Columbia Pike. Fairfax County Police say the collision does not appear to be intentional. Still quite a warm evening we have here. Some of us won't get cooler than the 70s tonight. It's only going to get hotter and more humid throughout the weekend. We're talking about dangerous weather. So it's good to remember the signs of heat stroke.
You're in trouble. It's an emergency when you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion, and have an oral temperature greater than 103.
Get to the closest emergency room or dial 911.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says to avoid getting sick from the heat, seek shade, take breaks, stay hydrated, and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Also,
don't rely on your fan as your primary cooling device, because fans create an airflow and that gives you a false sense of comfort. They actually do not reduce your body temperatures.
Christy King, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, Christian Toto, who joins us here at night to review films, says he's just seen the scariest movie in his experience in a couple of years. We'll tell you what it's all about in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
The Bible. Scholars have debated it. World leaders have quoted it. Nations have fought for it. And now you can experience it like